This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, we continue our series of interviews on A-State Connections by talking about how A-State has been working to save the American Red Wolf from extinction. Through a student group, Red Wolves for Red Wolves, students have been working with the Endangered Wolf Center in St. Louis with conservation efforts. They've also been spreading the word about what they're doing. A few weeks ago, I aired an interview from the summer with the president of the club, Shane Goodling. In this interview, Goodling comes back with Dr. Tom Risch to discuss some of the activities that have taken place this semester. Risch is Interim Associate Vice Chancellor of Research and Interim Executive Director of the Arkansas Biosciences Institute at Arkansas State University. Dr. Risch talks about how A-State's involvement started.
Well, our involvement with the Red Wolf actually started right at the top. So the Endangered Wolf Center has an executive director, Virginia Bush, and that's of the Bush family of St. Louis. They reached out to our systems office and Dr. Chuck Welsh, and they explained the plight of the Red Wolf to them and how we're in a unique situation to help educate and reach out to the public about the plight of this most endangered canid in the world. And eventually it came to me as my role as a wildlife professor, and I got some students involved. The students organically developed the club, and we've been increasing our partnership with other organizations ever since.
And, of course, it seems fitting that Arkansas State, with the mascot being the Red Wolves, that you all would be, you know, we'd be involved in something like this.
Exactly. We're the only Red Wolf mascot in Division I athletics in the NCAA. And it's a very unique mascot, and a lot of people don't realize that this is actually a species, and even more so, they don't realize that it's an endangered species that very much needs the involvement of everybody to prevent its extinction.
And so, Shane, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the Red Wolves for Red Wolves.
I got involved as a student. I was going between my classes my first year here, and I was getting involved with the Wildlife Club and was just trying to see what all was available as a student for me to be active in. And I met with Liz Etzkorn, who I had in class, and she was telling me how there was talks of getting a conservation club set up for our mascot. And as soon as I heard about that, that's kind of right up my alley. It's what I want to do career-wise. And so I hopped on. And then from there, everything, as opportunities were presented to me, I took advantage of, you know, all opportunities. And that's how I became club president of the Red Wolves for Red Wolves and helped actually get the student organization going.
Now, we did talk with you earlier. We also talked to Elizabeth about some of these things earlier. Dr. Risch, one thing I wanted to talk to you about is how has this been for you to see these students be involved in something like this and kind of what they're learning, you know, as y'all are working in this process?
As a professor, you know, that's what it's all about, seeing the students get involved and see it grow organically among them. So right now we're in the middle of a social media campaign with the National Wildlife Federation. And I've had very little to do with it. The students have ran with it and have been doing the posts and sharing them and getting them on their Red Wolves to Red Wolves page. And it's great to see how you can help them get something started and then just watch them run with it.
And by way of the conservation efforts, what are some of the things that you've been leading the students to do as you all have been, you know, kind of going through these processes?
So the students have been a great resource in helping educate the public. So they did a talk at the Delta Symposium last year where they had an audience that they held captive so they can talk about the natural range of the wolf, how it was eliminated, how that was part of our heritage, and why it's so important to bring back. So this takes a big effort to educate the public on especially predator conservation, where a lot of people don't understand the role of predators and how they're not a threat when properly managed, and having the students be involved, it's more than a multiplier. They have a natural ability to connect with other students and even younger people. So the students have been a perfect resource for this effort.
And what are some of the things that you've been working on the social media campaign, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What have been some other things that you've been doing this semester to kind of help by way of maybe in the education part of this?
In education, just actually a few weeks ago when Regina Masati from the Endangered Wolf Center came down to do a presentation with all of our first-year experience students, we were there. I was there to help. You know, I was letting them know about our club and what, you know, as students, what we're doing and how we're involved with the Endangered Wolf Center and other nonprofits that are working to save our mascot and to just generate interest, you know, with the FYE students, as well as we've done, Liz and I have went to a couple classes, FYE classes this semester, and actually done presentations during the class about the Red Wolf. And then also every year in October, you know, the Endangered Wolf Center hosts Wolf Fest, which is an event that's organized all around endangered wolves and the conservation of them. And we go up there every year to help with, you know, volunteer hours at the event and help everything run smoothly.
With that, with Wolf Fest, what are some things that you all do there at the Endangered Wolf Center?
One of the main things we do is we run an Arkansas State University booth, supporting Arkansas State University and showing everyone what we do and what we have to offer. But then we help with organizing parking, making sure everyone's getting in and where they need to be, as well as doing shuttles and interacting with the actual guests and answering their questions and just kind of giving that rounded experience of not just walking in there and going to see the animals, but having someone there you can ask questions to and get a good educated response from.
Shane Goodling joining me, as well as Dr. Tom Risch joining us here on the Created State podcast here on A-State Connections on KASU. Dr. Risch, one thing I was going to ask you, tell us about what does this mean for students and how do students, how they're able to, you know, learn by way of you know, I understand there's a lot of learning and doing, you know, in that regard. How does these programs and these things that they're doing kind of help them as they, you know, are furthering their education and also helping the Red Wolf?
So one of the things that's been really exciting is to see how this has spread throughout campus through the first year experience program. So, for example, Dr. Sandra Hawkins' group class of early childhood education students really embraced this idea of education about the Red Wolves. And they're putting together a traveling suitcase for educators that they can check out of our library and then take to schools to do a hands-on education display on Red Wolves. So we're helping them get it together, and it'll include a pelt, a facsimile of a skull, some of the prey items like deer antlers and things like that. So well beyond our wildlife students, I've been really gratified to see how these students get so excited and thoughtful about what they can do, how they can contribute to the conservation of this animal through education. And what's really cool is they're freshman students starting their journey in their college career on education, and they're thinking ahead of when their teachers in the local area, how they can check this suitcase out and then use it in their own schools.
And I guess this is a great opportunity for them to be able to take this information into the local public schools, I guess, and be able to kind of extend that, you know, that education component.
Exactly. And we've also been linking with some of the local school teachers, and they've been building some of their own lectures around this and aiming at the state benchmarks while doing so. So the science and the conservation aspects of this, they go to teach us quite a bit. So one of the themes that we developed for the first year education program was this concept of mindful conservation. So that could go well beyond the Red Wolf. We're in a culture that's moving so quickly where we're losing languages and other things that gave societies their identity. So we need to think about what's important to conserve as we change so rapidly as a society.
And Shane, what would you like to add on this?
From my point of view, it's very uplifting to see other students independently taking upon, you know, trying to do something to help save the species. I've also seen in the College of Math and Sciences building, there's an FYE class that is doing pennies for Red Wolves, that they're actually doing and raising funds for the Red Wolf Coalition, and that's their FYE project for the class of 2022, I believe. Mm-hmm. And just seeing all these independent events, you know, popping up, it's inspiring. And then being able to talk to the people that are the students that are heading these events and let them know that, you know, if they need help and they need support with anything, or they've got questions or anything about one of the facilities, that they can come to us, you know, as a club and ask and get some of this information. And it's helped them out, helped them narrow out down some of the choices that they had for where they were going to donate.
Right.
They came to us. We had one of the students that came to us after the FYE event with Regina Masadi and actually was asking her and myself about what organizations we're actually, you know, supporting the Red Wolves and doing things. And so it's nice to be able to help them out with their projects that they're doing themselves.
And have you had the opportunity to go into like some of the local schools as well and talk to school children about this?
Not to the school children yet, because we're trying to get a presentation set up that will actually fall into their curriculum. That way we're not just coming in saying, hey, let's save our species. We're also giving them something that they can use educationally and benefit from.
Well, let me ask you this. How has this experience, Shane, and also working with Dr. Risch, this experience at Arkansas State, how has it enriched your life? How has it kind of changed your direction, I guess?
It's opened my eyes to a lot of aspects within the field of conservation that I never really thought of and didn't think of all the interlying pieces, like with the SSP event, Species Survival Plan, this summer. There's a lot of aspects that go into trying to conserve an endangered species that I never thought of. And getting to be involved in this, not only do I get to see these opportunities, but it's helped me narrow down specifically what I want to do career-wise, which, you know, I knew I wanted to do conservation, but I didn't think that I wanted to go into the actual education conservation of it and trying to do these outreach programs. And that's been the biggest benefit to me, is it showed me something I'm very passionate about and something, you know, somewhere I can make a true difference and see it.
And how's it been working with Dr. Risch?
It's been great working with Dr. Risch because not only is he my teacher, but and so I'm learning from him in class, but I'm also learning outside experiences as to how he deals with these other organizations, how he is trying to juggle, you know, everything that he does, and being able to see that outside and know that it's not just students that, you know, juggling everything with all these outside events. That's something that everyone does and everyone struggles with, and we have to find our way, and he's been a big help in allowing me to be able to deal with the club organization, but also helping me with balancing that with my school life.
Right,
and it's been very, very challenging.
Yeah, but also kind of rewarding, I guess, in a way too.
Very rewarding. It's been very beneficial for me, not only now but in the future as well.
Fantastic. So, Dr. Risch, let me ask you the same questions as well. Kind of your thoughts on working with Shane and the other students as they've been working on this. How what has it meant to you?
It's a joy. So working with students is, I hope, all my colleagues' favorite part of the job. It certainly is mine. And we get, like Shane said, we get to work with each other outside of the classroom and in many different settings. So when we went to the Endangered Wolf Center, Shane rode shotgun with me the whole time, made sure back and forth to St. Louis in a day that I stayed awake. We did get lost. That was both of our faults.
Yep.
And just one wrong turn made a big difference. And so one of the things that I really enjoy is to see these students grow in these situations. So there's leaders in all of our classrooms, and when you give them these opportunities, they emerge. And they surprise you in how far they can take something that they care about. So, like I say, working with students is really great, but working on them one-on-one on a common project like this is really, really special.
Fantastic. Dr. Tom Risch, also Shane Goodling, joining us here. Before I let you run, anything else you would like to add, please, about this?
I'm really grateful of our colleagues around campus that have also embraced this. I mentioned Dr. Hawkins and her students. Tim Christ, who runs the lecture concert series, has been a big supporter of this. In the last 2 years, he's set aside one of his very few precious events to have a Red Wolf speaker come on. And he's so excited about the work we're doing and supporting it in every way. And then there's Dr. Greg Hansen, who reached out to the students so that they could be part of the Delta Symposium. And he saw the tie to heritage and conservation and is looking forward to working with us in other ways. So it's been embraced by people throughout the campus. So I'll get stopped by people from facilities, and they'll say, hey, aren't you that Red Wolf guy? And you know, I sure hope we can save that species. And it's really, really been a lot of fun, and I'm so appreciative of the folks that see it as an important issue and have reached out and tried to help.
And, you know, with this course, this all goes back into research and kind of what you deal with research, and that the importance of research. And also that's why we do the Create at State podcast, because we're letting people know about the many research activities that are taking place, which is all important with the university.
Yeah, thanks for adding that. It's so important for the university. So as some of the things we've talked about today, this is it's a different kind of learning. It's more one-on-one mentoring with students when you're doing research with them. And research is so creative that people come up with new ideas. So just like the leadership comes from all of our classrooms, new ideas and creative thinking comes from these students too. And by having a forum that like created A State that embraces the sciences, the arts, all the colleges on campus, and gives us all an opportunity to display that, is really a special event. And we're hoping to make it bigger and greater all the time. And we want all the students that are involved with something outside of the classroom to show it off at Created A State.
And that's Dr. Tom Risch and also Shane Goodling. You can subscribe to the Created State podcast at the Created State podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, where you can listen on the NPR app. For A State Connections and Create at State, I'm Jonathan Reeves.